97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you as we go in the post, starting at 7 o'clock instead of a 10 o'clock start for in the post on this Wednesday night following a Philadelphia 76ers win over the Washington Wizards inside the bubble, picking up the W behind a 107-98 score over the Wizards. Now 2-1 inside the bubble in their three seeding games. Washington, I don't even know what their record is, but it doesn't even matter at this point. I mean, they hung around too long against the 76ers, but in the end, the 76ers put it to bed, put it to rest late in the game, winning 107-98. Behind Joel Embiid's big performance once again, 30 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, 8 of 9 from the free throw line in 32 minutes and 42 seconds. Also, he fouled out at the very end. We saw a little, you know, it was a little weird, a little whatever. But anyway, he got through it healthy. 3 steals, 2 block shots, 3 turnovers. I'm not going to make a big fuss about it. And we'll get to everyone else's numbers from the game in this win, where the Sixers went 9 deep in their rotation in this W over the Washington Wizards. They'll be back at it on Friday at 6:30 here on the Fanatic against the Orlando Magic. But the big story coming out of the game, Ben Simmons leaving the game in the third quarter with apparently a left knee injury. Looking at the television in here while listening to Tom and watching the game, NBC Sports Philly showed Ben Simmons walking gingerly, first of all, to the locker room, and the same type of walk out of the locker room as he was leaving the arena. And I'm guessing more testing, possibly, whatever they were going to do. He was walking gingerly, left knee injury. You saw the highlights that they were showing, a replay of when the injury could have happened, because once he made the pass that he did, I believe he was throwing it over top to Embiid or Horford, one of the two, he immediately, once a dead ball was called, that he immediately turned to the bench and decided to just walk off the floor. So they subbed in for him. Ben Simmons walked to the back, and we saw again in street clothes walking in a very similar way with that potential knee injury. Not going to speculate because we don't have any idea what it could be. Of course, we know about the back injury that he sustained back in February, which caused him to miss so many games after the All-Star break. And maybe you want to incorporate that with the knee, but it's also tough to do that. But, you know, I again, don't want to speculate because we have no idea. We have no idea. All we can say together is, let's just hope it's not serious. Let's hope that it's simply maybe a little hyperextension, just landed funny, something along those lines, but certainly nothing major. And I would think if it was something major that they would have had some crutches or helping him walk out of the arena instead of him walking alone by himself without any help. So hopefully it's not a big deal. Hopefully it was just precautionary on his part. And then, of course, the team doctors and the trainer decided to leave him off the floor. Because if, as much as we talk about Ben Simmons and who he is and what he does and what he doesn't do, if he is not available for the remainder of these 5 games and certainly the playoffs, then I think it's fair to say that the 76ers' chances inside that bubble in the postseason are very, very slim without Ben Simmons on the floor. He brings so much to the table. We saw what the team looked like after the All-Star break when he wasn't on the floor. Yes, Joel Embiid still had tremendous numbers. Shake Milton emerged as someone that they could trust with the ball in his hands. Tobias Harris picked up his level of play as well. He has done very well inside the bubble over these last 3 games as well. But Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons. And if they lose him for any significant amount of time, that is going to cause them to potentially take an L and not have him ready for the playoffs. That's not good for the 76ers. Defensively, we know who we talk about when we speak about Ben Simmons defensively. We have not seen it in these 3 games, I agree, and I admit that. But it doesn't take away who he is as an overall player, as a defender, what he does on the floor that brings so many different positives to the table than negatives. They will miss Ben Simmons if this is something serious. So if something does emerge while Josh Rabick and I are here until 10 o'clock during this In the Post and this In the Post part of the show, and we go over this game with you all, we'll get into the Phillies Flyers tomorrow as well. This is the biggest story, of course, coming out of the Orlando bubble, the game against the Washington Wizards, Ben Simmons leaving the game in the third quarter. So we'll take your calls immediately on that, what you feel about the Sixers and Simmons, and of course the injury as well. 610-632-0975. Good to see him walk out on his own, under his own power. No crutches, no leaning on anybody's shoulders, no cart, nothing like that. However, he had to leave. So it was enough for him to decide that he had to walk to the back. Didn't see anything crazy, but we talked about this. We spoke about this, that returning with all of this time off, not being able to play like they're accustomed to, these injuries could happen. And we saw yesterday with Jaren Jackson Jr. tearing his meniscus. We saw the day before, Jonathan Isaac, torn left ACL. Injuries can happen. There was another one, I can't remember. I want to say it was Patrick Beverley, maybe, who had to leave and didn't return, or the Clippers kept him out. Now Kemba Walker's out tonight for the Boston Celtics as they get ready to take on the Brooklyn Nets. That is after a 112-106 loss to the Miami Heat yesterday. Maybe they're just being a little cautious because of the back-to-back. He had his injury before the All-Star break, and they just want to make sure that they give him some proper rest overall 2 days in a row, you know, battling that knee injury that he sustained before the All-Star break. So maybe that's just something that they're doing. But again, we knew something like this would happen in the NBA bubble. Minor injuries could happen, but so far we've seen major. And it's a shame because you don't want to see anyone getting hurt. And specifically in the Sixers case, you don't want to see Ben Simmons injured in this game where he has to miss some time. We're not going to once again speculate on what the injury is. Let's just hope it's nothing too serious. And they kept him out for precautionary reasons to make sure that nothing happened thereafter with Ben Simmons and the injury. All right, so look, we'll give out the numbers. 610-632-0975. That was the bad of the game. Sixers defense was not great, but better against the Wizards, only giving up 98 points instead of 120 whatever against the opponent. They walk away with this victory. Now 2-1 inside the bubble, 41-27 overall on the season. Outside of Embiid in this tremendous afternoon, 30-11. Tobias Harris with 17 points on 8 of 18 shooting with 6 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block shot. 37 minutes and 16 seconds. Josh Richardson, 5 of 9 in 35 minutes and 21 seconds for 15 points, knocking down 3 of 6 from beyond, 5 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And also I wanted to mention Tobias Harris, no trips to the free throw line. Shake Milton, another good performance in his third game inside the bubble in these seeding games, 14 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. No turnovers yet again in 27 minutes and 12 seconds. That is good. That continues to be the good for Shake Milton, putting up a steady line, not turning the ball over, and, of course, playing on defense. A big play down the stretch where he had a key block on Ish Smith as he got to the basket, and Shake Milton denied him of the layup opportunity to cut the lead. And so Shake Milton overall, another nice performance. Furkan Korkmaz finding his stroke a little bit, 2 of 5 from the behind the 3-point line, 3 of 6 in total, 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists in 18 minutes and 30 seconds. Al Horford played 29 minutes and 54, and of course extended minutes once Ben Simmons had to leave the game. Only 2 points, but he gave you 10 boards, 5 assists in his 29 minutes and 54 seconds. Brett Brown named him the bell ringer at the end of the game. So he obviously saw something in Al Horford's performance where he wanted to recognize his play. Offensively, still not much there. 1 of 3 from the floor overall. 2 points, 10 boards, 5 assists for the veteran. Big man, Matisse Thybulle in 16-36. He only contributed 2 points on the night out there for his defense, as we know. Pardon me, this afternoon. Alec Burks, 19-34, 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from the perimeter, 9 points. And for the life of me, if Brett Brown looks at this, we saw Nohau Neto continue to play Alec Burks if you're going to go with one of the guards off the bench, because he is the one that can put up those points. Only 19 minutes and 34 seconds, but he's playing within the offense. Oftentimes I talk about Alec Burks and what he's able to do as a volume scorer, someone who could put the ball on the floor and do a lot of different things. And he can hurt the team. He can also help the team. And he's playing under control. No turnovers. Don't need him as a point guard necessarily. Just need him to be responsible with the basketball, not turn the ball over, hit his shots. And in situations where he sees a favorable matchup opposite him with his defender, and he's able to take them off the dribble for himself, or kicking the ball out for another teammate, or driving to the basket for another teammate, then I'm here for it, Alec Burks. So a good win, 107-98, 14 turnovers. That's a good stat line for the 76ers. Only 12 points off those turnovers, shooting 46% from the field, 38 of 82 from the field overall, 11 of 29 from behind the three-point line, 38% on the afternoon. Getting to the free throw line 29 times, but only knocking them down 20 of 29 from the free throw line. Some of that was Ben Simmons with his 8 attempts, missing 4 of them. I look at nothing really more than that. 1-1-2-1. It adds up, of course. Missing 9 free throws, you don't want to see that. You would like to see them get a higher percentage overall from the free throw line, and things would not have been as close as they were down the stretch in general. Giving you Ben Simmons' line when he exited, 8 points on 2 of 10 from the field. The 8 free throw attempts that we mentioned, 1 3-point attempt from the corner, good look, didn't hesitate, just fired it up. 6 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 turnovers in 22 minutes and 55 seconds before he exited the game with the left knee injury. We'll give you an update once we hear something, if we do in fact hear something. I suspect we won't hear anything until tomorrow, unless it's coming from one of the newsbreakers overall. Also, the Sixers fall in the rebounding category, 48 to 41, 27 assists on 38 made baskets. Like to see that. And overall, a good win. Could have been better, but let's hopefully look at this one and say they're taking the necessary steps to improve in areas that they may have fallen short of in the first 2 games in the seeding, when they lost the game 1 against the Indiana Pacers, a close win, and where they needed a 3-pointer from Shake Milton with 6 seconds remaining on the game clock to give them the victory as the game winner. Hopefully they're trying to find something here and put things together. Points in the paint, 42 to 40 in favor of the Wizards. 13 to 6 second chance points, also a category in favor of the Wizards. And they continue with another winner for the Wizards, if you will. 9 fast break points to 7 for the Philadelphia 76ers. But Sixers came out on top in the category that matters most, the W. 107-98. Comes at a cost, because Ben Simmons had to leave the game in the third quarter. Let's hope it's nothing serious. Let's hope he's fine, gets back out there on the floor sooner rather than later. If it's something that is bothering him enough, give him a break on Friday. Don't force him back. Don't rush him back. Get him ready for the start of the playoffs. Hopefully he can sneak in a game or two before the postseason gets underway. But whatever they decide, whatever he's comfortable with, I'm comfortable with that as well. But listen, let's give out the numbers. 610-632-0975. Sixers pick up the win, 107-98, a 9-point victory over the Washington Wizards. Ben Simmons injured in the third quarter, left knee injury, walked off the floor gingerly into the locker room. Also watching the video post-game where he's leaving the arena, same type of walk, not going to speculate, We just all hope that it's nothing serious and Ben Simmons will be fine for hopefully the remainder of the seeding games, but if not, back for the playoffs in time for game one against whoever the opponent is. Your thoughts on the game, your thoughts on Simmons, if they have to continue to move on in his absence, 610-632-0975. The 76ers once again back on the floor, 6:30 on Friday, taking on the Orlando Magic, minus Jonathan Isaac. We look at the Phillies, who picked up their win in Philadelphia as a visitor against the New York Yankees. They come up with the win this afternoon in the front end of their doubleheader, 11-7 behind Zach Wheeler and his pitching performance in seven innings, y'all. And they're getting ready to start the second part of their doubleheader, Aaron Nola on the mound. Hopefully they can pick up the second win as well for the Philadelphia Phillies. This time they are, in fact, the home team for the Phillies. So we'll talk Sixers. We'll keep our eye on the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk some Flyers as well. We'll give you Bubble Watch at 8:30. And we'll give you a side topic as well, because we have a nice prize to give away in regards to the NFL. You don't want to miss this one, guys. So stick around. When we get back, we take care of the phone calls, starting with Sean and everybody else. Following, we'll read the tweets. We'll have the conversation. We'll introduce our side topic. And we'll give away our prize for the evening here with Josh Ravick. 610-632-0975. We'll take the phone calls when we get back. Sixers win over the Wizards right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
7:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers come up with the win over the Wizards, but at what cost? Devon Givens with you until 10 in the post. Following Sixers basketball, Josh Rabick producing. Sixers victorious over the Wizards, 107-98, behind Joel Embiid's 30 points, 11 rebounds for the 76ers. He has been tremendous in these first three games. Over these three games, for Joel Embiid, he's averaged 32.7 minutes per game, as I look at StatMuse on Twitter. 32.7 points per game, 13.7 rebounds per game, 9.7 on the defensive end, 1.7 steals, 1.7 blocks, 11.7 made shots per game, 3.7 turnovers, and 3.7 fouls per game. So those last two are negatives, but not too bad so far. Embiid has just been flat out phenomenal in these three games. They've only come up with three victories. And even with that, even with him looking as good as he looks, they're still underwhelming, are the Philadelphia 76ers. And I know that's something that Maurice wants to talk about. We'll get to Reese shortly and get his thoughts on the disappointment, as he puts it, with the Philadelphia 76ers and everything else that goes along with it. Once again, the big story, that will be Ben Simmons and the knee injury causing him to leave the game in the third quarter. So 610-632-0975, where are you guys at on this win over the Wizards? Not great. Not great. Not great at all. But they come up with the W. And right now, in the standings, in the NBA, the 76ers with this victory after last night with the Indiana Pacers getting another win, the Boston Celtics losing to the Heat, Heat winning, Boston Celtics playing tonight. The Sixers are currently a game behind the Pacers, two games behind the Miami Heat. Both the Pacers and the Miami Heat are idle tonight. They get back at it tomorrow with the Indiana Pacers taking on the Phoenix Suns and the Miami Heat taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think there's a good chance that Milwaukee knocks off Miami, having lost to the Brooklyn Nets yesterday. I would think so for the Milwaukee Bucks. But that's just my thoughts. 610 6320975. And before we get to the phones, we're going to give away something. So, with all that's been going on with the pandemic and everybody dealing with what they've been dealing with everyday lives and all the stuff that we've been going through, trying to get things back to normal in terms of even with your finances, we felt like, hey, let's try to give something nice away to our listeners on this night following the Sixers game. You feel good about it. Now we know the Phillies won the first part of their doubleheader. The Flyers tomorrow, Eagles on the horizon. We hope they are able to get things going. So we wanted to give away something nice. And what we have for you guys tonight is a $50 NFL Shop gift card, which, of course, is a nice thing to give away as the football season is upon us. Maybe you want to get some new gear for the season. We know Nike is sponsor for the NFL, so you get the nice swoosh on whatever gear you might want to get in terms of the birds. So we'll give away a $50 NFL Shop gift card to someone who, as we talked about this, Tyler Zuli left. He was engineering the game back here at the studio. Great job by Tyler, Marty Dickerson, and Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer, all of them involved with the Sixers broadcast. So I was looking at something earlier today, guys, right? And the report was about, I'm not laughing because it's not funny. The report was a barge that was being used in the Schuylkill River with one of their dredging projects is now wedged under 676. And I think earlier, I don't know where it stands right now, the vine was closed off. The vine is closed off because this barge has the water flow has forced it to underneath the bridge, right? Underneath the bridge on 676 of the vine. So obviously, you know, it's a dangerous thing, and we can't have people riding on that and something happens, right? Because it's stuck under there and the power of the barge and starts to crack something. Who knows, right? Well, as it is, as we try to lighten things up with this and even Simmons's injury, which we, again, don't know the extent of, what is there something that you are extremely afraid of? Because as I lay this out to you for this gift card, the opportunity to win this gift card, talking to Josh Rabick, Tyler Zuli, guys, gals, when you talk about this with 676 and this thing wedged underneath the bridge, I have to confess, and I think I've said this before, but maybe we have new listeners and maybe you just, as a regular listener, have not heard me say this. I am very afraid of bridges. I do not like them. I never walk on them, as people like to walk over bridges and all, because you're allowed to certain ones, especially here. I do not like driving over them. When I drive over them, I stay in the closest lane to the middle, wherever the barrier is. I understand that that could be problematic as well. And with the oncoming traffic, if something were to go wrong on the opposite side, we get all that. But I prefer to be there versus the outside should something go really wrong and all of a sudden, you know, the water and everything. We're not talking Final Destination stuff here. We're just simply talking, right? We're not talking about Final Destination 15, the movie, and we're a part of it. We're just talking about things that you might be afraid of. I've never liked bridges. I hate driving to Virginia when I was younger. That Chesapeake Bridge, this is only, what, like two lanes? No. Whenever I'm in the car, I'm driving, I don't look at the water, I drive straight and get over the bridge. If I'm in the passenger seat or the back seat, like I was when I was a kid, scrunch down a little bit, mind my business, and we get over the bridge. So I say all that to say that, yes, I am afraid of bridges. I can swim. I can swim in a pool. I can swim when we go to the beach. There's just something about the bridges. Like, even when you watch the movies, things are happening. You see the stuff breaking behind you, and you're like, can I outrun this crack of the bridge and get away safely? Yes, I'm afraid of bridges. So, to give away this $50 NFL Shop gift card, we came up with, along with Josh and Tyler, who left, and, you know, Josh here tonight with us until 10 o'clock. What is something that you are extremely afraid of? And we're not talking like pets or insects. We're talking about things like this or just some regular everyday things. I mean, look, I'm not going to take away the pets or the insects and things because that is a real thing. I don't like snakes, right? I've been bitten by a dog. It turned me off on dogs when I was a kid, and I totally just turned off forever. And there's so many things people are afraid of. So with this one, you know, yeah, stay away. Stay away. So with that, and with this barge, well, I haven't seen an update, and we'll check and see, you know, where things are right now. What is something that you're extremely afraid of and in regards to this barge being in the Schuylkill River, one of the dredging projects, and is wedged under 676 where they had to close off the vine? 610-632-0975. So when you call in to talk about the Sixers, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, his performance, how you feel about this team and where they are right now, we ask something that you are simply extremely afraid of. We're all friends. We're all family here. It's okay. You can tell us. We won't tell anyone else. It's all right. And plus, you know, the people closest to you know these things anyway. So it's okay for you to share this with us because we are friends and family here until 10 o'clock. So 610-632-0975. Josh will get Josh's in a bit. Get his thoughts. We have Bubble Watch at 8:30 to go inside the NBA bubble at 8:30 to let you know what's going on inside the bubble. A lot of good games, some other off the court things that are just extremely funny. And, you know, sometimes the sad things like the injuries to Isaac and Jackson yesterday and the day before that, which was Monday, some serious injuries for those young guys. But try to lighten things up a little bit. We'll talk about Simmons, talk about Agree's great performance. But where are the Sixers also right now, even after this win over the Wizards, 2-1 in these first three games? But they still are underwhelming, and I just don't like what I see from this basketball team right now. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off as promised with Sean in Collegeville, tipping us off on In the Post here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you.
I just wanted to pitch you my idea for the Sixers starting lineup for playoff time. I don't know what they're going to do for the remainder of the seeding game, but for the playoffs.
Okay. So quickly, do you not like this lineup?
I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I don't like the Simmons at the power forward, and I want to put Richardson out of the starting lineup and into the bench.
Wow.
And because I'm thinking they could put Simmons at the one, Milton at the two, and then put Harris at the three, Horford at the four, and Embiid at the five.
Okay, so you're going to bring Horford back in. Why do you feel this lineup would work better? Again, the reason they decided to go with Horford on the bench is because of his production or lack thereof on the floor with Embiid, specifically with Simmons, because there's a logjam there. When you look at that, why do you feel like this works out better for them?
Well, first for the Simmons and Milton part, Simmons is more of a distributor, I think, because, you know, he doesn't shoot a ton. He doesn't shoot the threes or the jump shot ton. I think he's primarily a distributor. I think he can do that best at point guard. And then for Milton, I think Milton is very promising. What he's been showing is very promising, and I think he deserves a role in the starting lineup. And then Harris has been solid and can stay at the small forward. And then Horford, I think Horford, now I was looking at stats today, he had 10 rebounds, I believe, and 2 points off the bench. I think that if he's put a power forward, I think he can get more of those points and maybe a few more rebounds too. Like, I just don't think he is bench material. I think he can be back in the starting lineup. Because, I mean, who else? Like, who would be the four? Like, who would be that good, like, four they would have?
Well, I was going to throw that at you because, Sean, when you bring this up, my thing is this. Looking at how things have played out, yes, Tobias Harris averaging 19 all season, playing the small forward position for the majority of that time, I would probably lean more, Sean, as Tobias Harris at the four because of hopefully some mismatches looking at his ability at 6'9 to move his feet a little bit better than what we've seen from Al Horford, and that might be more beneficial to the team overall. I get the idea of Josh Richardson because it just seems like, again, something's not right with him. He's the one that people point at and say, it's just something there that's not right with him either. He is a negative. Let's put him on the bench. But if you put him on the bench and he's giving you this production in the starting lineup, what makes you believe that he's going to give you anything different, anything better coming off the bench?
Well, what I think is, I think Richardson is solid defensively. And I think that coming off the bench would be more valuable than in the starting lineup, I feel like.
Okay. All right. We'll continue to mull that over. I know we sprung this on you while you were on hold, Sean. But if you heard us, we're giving away a $50 NFL Shop gift card tonight to the best person, best one that gives us something that you're extremely afraid of and, not afraid to admit it on the air. Do you have something?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it? You heard me. I don't like bridges. I don't like snakes. And I don't like dogs. Give us one thing that's high, that's number one on your list of being afraid of.
Skyscrapers.
All right. That's a good one. All right, man. Listen, Sean, hang on. We'll take your information down and we'll go from there. Sean, thanks for the call. Oh, I dropped you. Sean, call right back and Josh will take your information down and we'll go from there. 610-632-0975. Skyscrapers. Afraid of those heights when it comes to those buildings in general overall. Josh, getting you in on this one quickly, something that you are afraid of that maybe your loved ones, of course, know about, but many others do not, that you're about to share with just me and no one else.
Yeah, just between us just two between girls, us. Yeah, just chatting
That's
here.
That's right.
Mine is more of an extreme pet peeve, because I'm taking this as an irrational fear thing.
Absolutely.
It's got to be feet.
Feet.
Feet drive me crazy, like bare feet. I mean, you have socks on, okay, whatever. I don't need to see your ugly, dirty feet. Someone has them kicked up on like an ottoman while I'm eating. Lose my appetite.
Even if you just got out of the shower and you put your feet up on the ottoman's dirty, stinky feet?
It's this like weird connection with, because I just associate with dirt, this ugly body part. I don't care if you get your toes done, whatever. They're still ugly. I'm just completely out on feet.
You and my daughter. My daughter who just graduated from high school cannot stand feet. Not even us.
Listen, smart woman.
Not even us. We can't put our feet on her, but we do. You play with her. Oh, come here, Tay. Put your foot on her. Dad, stop. She does not like feet.
And you know what? With that type of attitude, she's not going to have people sticking their dirty feet on her.
Yeah, I'm not going to let anybody put their nasty feet on
right.
her. Yeah, absolutely. 610-632-0975. So skyscrapers. Sean with skyscrapers to start us off. Josh with feet. I do not like bridges. I do not like bridges, except for my family, right? Mikhail, Jack, Corey, all those guys, right? Little Jack. Yeah, I like those bridges. 610-632-0975. We go back to the phones. Jack in Maple Shade joining us on the Fanatic. Jack, how you doing?
All right, man. How you been? All right?
I've been doing all right, man. Doing all right, but I cannot put my finger on this basketball team, Jack.
Nah, me neither, man. But I got one thing to say about something that people haven't been talking about too much, and that's Brett Brown. I saw the other night, I don't know, it wasn't against Washington. I guess it was against where they played before Washington. When they had 9 seconds left on the shot clock.
Against the Spurs. You saw about the game on Monday?
Out, and there was maybe 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Why would you call timeout to run a play with 9 seconds left on the shot clock with half of the third quarter left? And you know what happened? The play was picked off. It was an attempt at a alley-oop. It was picked off, and they ran down the court, and they got the other team got, in transition, they got a basket. I don't get this guy, man. I don't understand. I know he's going to probably get fired after this year.
If they don't make a deep run, of course.
And you know what? He's going to end up being an analyst for TBS or one of these stations because they like that that New England accent and all that stuff. And that's what he's going to end up. And for what? What did he do to deserve this? And well, I'm telling you, he's going to end up being an announcer on one of these, you know, one of these NBA shows.
No, I got you. And, I mean, listen, he might be. He might actually get another head coaching job next season if one of these places open up with a coaching vacancy. They might look at Brett Brown and figure out that he has done a nice job. He was a team guy with helping to turn things around from
you
the
really
rebuild.
Think he did a nice job?
I didn't say I did. I said someone else might think that.
Oh, okay. I mean, he was dealt a bad hand when, you know, he got the team there and won 10 games and this and that. And I understand that. But when he was dealt the good hand, what happened? I mean, he puts... I don't understand.
Is it all on him?
Situation.
Is it all on him, though?
No,
Jay?
It's not all on him. But still, you'd like to put your team in a better situation to win the game. And when you put Tobias Harris out there, who I'm not a big fan of, who they went out and spent a ton of money on, and you put Korkmaz out there, you know, I just don't get it. I don't understand where his loyalty to these guys are. I'm not saying that these guys are bad players. I'm just saying, you know, it could be so much better. Jimmy Butler would look so much better here.
Well, yeah, and Jack, that was something, of course, for me that I wanted them to keep him around in the off season. Thanks for the call, Jack. I wanted him to return. Also, they decided not so. And I still have a problem with it, but even having a problem with it, you have to get over it and you have to move on. Yes, we bring it up from time to time because they would certainly look better. The Miami Heat are ahead of them in the standings right now in the East by a full game, 43-25, Sixers are 41-27. The Heat get back at it tomorrow, as a matter of fact, when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. So hopefully the Sixers are able to pick up a half a game. Milwaukee knocks off Miami. The Sixers back on the floor against Orlando on Friday night, 6:30, right here on the Fanatic. And they can close that gap a little bit. The same with the Indiana Pacers playing the 3-0 Phoenix Suns. So they have an opportunity to move up in the standings despite the disappointing, underwhelming play that they've shown us thus far in these three seeding games against the Pacers, Spurs, and now with the Washington Wizards, 107-108. And these final two against the Spurs and the Wizards are victories, yet still just doesn't feel right with this basketball team right now. I don't feel good going into these games. It's the Washington Wizards. Blow that team's doors off. Get them off of the floor. You pick up that momentum. You gain that confidence by doing what we just talked about. And maybe this 107-98 victory will do that for them. But the optics of it from the outside, us watching it, not good. Yes, the turnover numbers are down. The assists to field goal ratio was fantastic. It was very good in this victory. But they're still leaving a little bit more out there to be desired when it comes to picking up these victories over these teams, the Spurs and the Washington Wizards. 610-632-0975. Ben Simmons leaves the game in the third quarter with a left knee-ish injury. We don't know how serious. We have no idea how serious it is or not. I'm hoping for the best. He walked off under his own power, both to the locker room and leaving the arena, but there was a ginger walk. He was limping a little bit. Don't know if it's his back. Don't know if it's just simply a hyperextension, a sprain. Didn't see any brace on his knee, no type of brace, whether it was compression or even one of the bigger ones, nothing there. So that was a good thing. Let's hope that's all it was just some discomfort, needing him to leave, get stretched out, ice it, all the things that they need to do to make sure he's ready to go for the remainder of these seeding games and the playoffs. 610-632-0975 and be dominant yet again with a 30-11 performance in the victory. And we're asking you something that you are really, really afraid of, like I am with bridges, like Josh is with feet, like our first caller Sean is with skyscrapers. And when we get the best one, Josh and I will pick tonight, you get a $50 NFL Shop gift card. All right? 610-632-0975. Reese, we start with you when we get back. Lee, Big Mick, and everybody else, one open phone line with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.